Thank you for calling XPO. This is Renee. How can I help you?
Ma'am, I'm supposed to have someone come out and measure tomorrow, excuse me, for an install. And they were supposed to call within, like, the appointment time or a window. Nobody's ever called me.
Okay. May I have the phone number your order's under?
636-358-4186. And this is the third time I've called today.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been told numerous different things. Oh, well, they're supposed to call within a 24-hour window. So I called this afternoon. No. Oh, well, they'll call by 5 o'clock the latest. I called back at, excuse me, about 5:40. And she's like, no, they'll call between 6 and 9. I'm like, nobody's called. And I said, ma'am, if nobody calls, like, I have to go to work tomorrow. I have to find somebody to be able to come here if they would come in the morning by chance. I asked for it to be a later in the afternoon, but I was told that that wasn't a guarantee, even though it was, you know, noted on the thing. But she's like, but they'll call. No, nobody's called.
Okay. Below, and I'll see what type of notes are on there. I'm sorry, it's taking a minute to run.
Have you wiping the grout out of some of those?
Uh-huh.
You're wiping the grout out of some of those. Okay. I told you that sponge is no good to use anyway.
Looks like the system's going slow. I'm sorry. May I have the name on the under?
I'm sorry.
May I have the name on the order, please, ma'am?
It'll be either Kevin or Terry McDonald.
186 Juniper Trail.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, ma'am, as of right now, they have not acknowledged the order with the time frame. The only thing I can do is email the technician.
Okay. I'm really frustrated with you all. I've paid for this service up front. We ordered this stuff February, I think it was 3rd or 4th, and I called the next day, and, oh, the earliest we could get was this past Friday. Well, they didn't come on Friday because I don't even remember why. They had to reschedule it. Then on Monday, oh, the weather's bad. We can't get there. Okay. I'm like, my appliances are supposed to come this week. This has to be measured to make sure that it fits, and then I'm going to need it installed, and they can't even put the install notice in. I know this isn't all your fault, but I'm really frustrated because this is my third time for an appointment with them, and apparently we're not important enough, but you take our money.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize. I'm not sure what's going on. I'll be happy to email them and have someone give you a call back in regards to the order tomorrow.
Well, I've heard that 3 times and nobody's yet to do that.
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, at this hour, that is all that I'm able to do at this hour.
But of course, but when I called earlier, she's like, oh, you'll get a call for sure. Nobody wants to do their job, and it's really frustrating.
Yes,
because, ma'am. Again, I have to go to work. I can't just sit here and wait for a technician to show up. I have to find somebody to be able to come here. That's why I asked for later in the afternoon. You know, it's like I can't just, if they all of a sudden, hey, we're on our way, I can't just all of a sudden be able to find someone. And I understand what you're saying. You can email them. You can do this. And this is my frustration because I told the lady that earlier when I called. I'm like, this is going to be the problem. It's going to be like, oh, no, I promise they're going to call. It's an automated call, ma'am. You'll for sure get it.
Yes, ma'am.
So
normally,
apparently people apply in your company.
Yes, ma'am. And I honestly do understand your frustration. But, again, right now there's no one for me able to call at this hour. So the only thing I can do is send that email and have them give you a call in the morning.
Sure. And what happens tomorrow when somebody still doesn't call or they show up? Like, what is my recourse? You've got my money. Y'all don't care.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, we do care. Just, I'll be happy to have a supervisor reach out to you tomorrow. I'll get this escalated over to the corporate office and have someone from that area give you a call in regards to the order.
And I understand you telling me that, but I've already been told that. That's what I'm saying. You're the third person that's told me that. And nobody's called.
Yes, ma'am.
Not a supervisor, nobody. Nobody's called to check in, not one person. I'm the one that has to keep calling. And, again, I know it's not your fault, but, you know, what does it take? Me file a complaint with the Better Business Bureau? Like, I don't know. Something. Because if I don't hear from somebody tomorrow morning, first thing, I'm going to be highly irate, and I am. I'm going to contact the Better Business Bureau. I'm going to contact Home Depot, whoever else I need to. This is ridiculous. Because this is not, like I said, this isn't like I'm just asking for something. You know, I ordered it yesterday. This has almost been 3 weeks.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's what I'm asking you before I hang up with you.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you're going to send it, have it escalated, but I've heard that already, and it's not occurred.
Right.
Or if it's occurred, nobody's cared, but I'm guessing it hasn't occurred because you didn't say you saw that in the notes.
You want, like, a second?
So what are my next steps? Who can I contact if I don't hear something first thing in the morning?
If you don't hear anything, I would give us a call back here and just ask straight for a supervisor. They come in at 7 a.m. Central Time here.
It's 7 a.m. Central Time. Could you please note that, like, I've called multiple times? I've called 3 times today alone.
Yes, ma'am.
Make sure that that's noted?
Yes, ma'am. I do see where the other two are on here, and mine will be on here as well.
Okay. And, again, okay. I apologize. I'm sorry that I'm short with you. I'm not meaning to be short with you.
Oh, no, not
I know
at all.
It's not-
I understand. I really do. And it's okay. I'll get this
right.
As far as I can take it. I will be more than happy to go ahead and get it all sent over.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling XPO. Bye-bye.